Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Give us a call at 800-636-1067. Who are you targeting in day two? 61 is the pick currently for the Washington Commanders in the second round. Do you think they stay at 61 and make the pick? Do they trade back to acquire extra picks? I think 5% or less they trade up. But maybe Adam Peters loves a guy who's in who falls to 45 or 50 and he needs to make an aggressive move up to grab him. Like, we've seen aggressive moves from Adam Peters before. Maybe there's more of that in store day two, round two of the NFL draft. 800-636-1067. You can tell us who you want the Commanders to pick in round two. Before we get to that, before we get to the calls, and if EB or Jason has a guy that you're targeting, I've got a guy that I think they may have their eyes on as well. Let's listen to ESPN's breakdown of the first-round pick for the Commanders, Josh Connerly Jr. This is some audio from last night.
Played in all 13 games as a freshman at Oregon, started all 14 as a sophomore, and then Mel made first-team All-America last year as the Ducks went undefeated through the regular season.
Steadily improving player, Greeny, a kid who was outstanding throughout the course of the year. We talked about what he was able to do in that game as actual partner. He wasn't up against Carter all that often, but he did able, when he had the one-on-ones, to show what he could do. The Mike Green was one play at the Senior Bowl to throw that out. And he has the athletic ability to be a guard or a left tackle, a developing standout at that left tackle spot. I was impressed. Run blocking, he could, that showed the ability to drive defender off the ball, torque and then seal, blocking space, the ability to pull and get to the second level, I thought was excellent for Josh Connerly. You saw pass protection as well, struggling against Abdul Carter, didn't allow a sack there. The athletic ability, consistently take away the edge, then mirror that defensive end, use that punch more to keep defenders from getting into his pad. He can lose out a little of the power. We saw that during the course of the season. But his hand placement, that could be improved. So an offensive line coach is getting an unfinished, needs a little more polish, refinement. But the talent level, the skill set of Josh Connerly, if you give him one more year at Oregon, he's probably a top five, top ten pick.
And you see those feet right there on that EP with the tackle slanted down inside. He took that away and then got back out on the tackle looping around. He's got nice feet, heavy hands, knock you off the ball. Got beat a couple times on inside, up and unders, and spin moves inside. But look, if you nailed it, Book. What are you going to do? You're going to make sure Jaden Daniels is straight. Make sure that he got some people who can knock guys off the ball. That's a nice pick for them.
There you go.
There you go. They like
I think
it.
Most of us, when they made that selection, if we were being honest, we went, okay, who's that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go immediately, you punch him up, you watch the highlights, and you work up a lather. Was it a sexy pick? It wasn't an obvious need.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think a general sentiment, certainly in this room, and I think from the calls we've taken, is we trust this group. We trust Peters, and you're getting fired up about it.
Right. If you get a young athletic guy to upgrade your offensive line, where they just mentioned in that clip, if he had gone back to Oregon, he's a top five, top ten level type of pick. So you just get in a little bit early, develop him, and if he's not quite ready, then he becomes a depth piece that you get ready for year two. I'd like to see him play year one. I mean, it's a first round pick.
Oh, he's going to play.
Yeah. But
I mean, unless he's hurt, he's going to play.
Right. He's going to play. Don't you worry.
And think about it. You've got two studs. I mean, anything can happen. He'll be a rookie. I mean, rookies can struggle. But let's assume that they know he's a legit player and he'll be there for 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
You've got two left tackle or tackles that will protect Jaden Daniels. Just think about how bad some of the blocking was for Jaden Daniels last year, especially outside. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to institute two studs at tackle, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. And Daniels is going to have a ton of time to pass. So you got to like it. And of course, you got to trust Adam Peters that he made the right decision.
Yep. Now, they need pass rush. We know that. There was a lot of speculation they would pick at 29 an edge rusher. They chose not to. They went offensive line. I've got a name for round two who I think they might have in their crosshairs.
Because
I remember them kind of being enamored with this guy's skill set, and some of his numbers at the combine are crazy.
His name,
you have a guess?
Landon Jackson.
Landon Jackson out of Arkansas. Listen to these numbers at the combine. Mm-hmm. He ran a 4.68 40-yard dash. He's 6'6", 264 pounds, by the way. 10-yard split was 1.65 seconds. His vertical, I know this is going to catch your eye / ear, EB. How about 40.5 inches
Unbelievable.
For Landon Jackson?
I love that.
And he's tall.
Broad jumps.
Isn't he 6'7"?
6'6". He's listed 6'6", 264.
All right, 6'6", yeah.
Broad jumps 10 feet 9 inches. Like, he is a freak with a huge wingspan that if you get out on the edge, and he can be, obviously, disruptive. 10-inch hands.
Why did he only have 6.5 sacks? Why did I not
back
see
back
little,
years?
Why did I not see a little bit more? I mean, it's a sexier number.
Same
there.
Question you could ask for Shamar Stewart, who went 17th. Yeah, I think he had 4.5 sacks last year at Texas A&M.
I always think about what Jonathan Allen told us every single week. Mm-hmm. The sacks are just kind of like almost like a fluky number,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That everything needs to go perfectly for you to register a sack.
Yeah, all right. Again, I'll buy that.
We have no idea what Adam Peters and his staff are going to do. They're very good at not telling you what their intentions are, but that's a name I think to look out for if they stay at 61.
Could be.
Maybe even move back to 70, 72, and he might still be available at that
point. I'll throw out a few names. I don't think Will Johnson will be there at 61. If he somehow slipped to 61, right, I think it would be a steal.
Probably
there.
Worth the risk at that point.
Mike Green, another guy, but he's got the off the field stuff, some question marks, but someone's going to take a chance on him. I don't think he'll be there at 61. Luther Burden, if you want to go offense, go receiver, possibility he could slip to 61. Maybe Trey Harris out of Ole Miss. So you got two receivers that you could possibly target. If you want to look secondary, other than corner, how about Kevin Winston? Now here's the deal with Kevin Winston. Kevin, he's stud safety out of Penn State. He suffered a partially torn ACL this year early in the season, so he missed most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to be a good player, and I think he's going to be fully recovered by the time the camp starts. And local product, DeMatha High School.
Look at that. Knew that would come up at some point.
So you could throw out a few names. It kind of depends on what position you're looking
that
for.
That I've heard mentioned a few times, and it was even potentially as a late first rounder. I think you could easily maybe get him in the second round. The DB from Florida State, Azariah Thomas, big guy, 6'2". They say he's a press corner. He played well at the Senior Bowl. That they put a lot of stock in that Senior Bowl, whatever, because they're there. They'll be hands-on. You get to see the guys. I could see him potentially being a guy.
What about the guy you picked yesterday in the war room?
I just don't think he'll be available.
Okay, all right.
I just don't think
Trey
he'll
Amos.
Slip.
Trey Amos, okay. Probably won't be there in the 60s.
Or Azariah, Zeraku, whatever. Yeah, the kid
Donovan
from Boston College.
Ezeraku.
Ezeraku. Oh, I don't think he'll be there either.
I don't think he's going to fall all the way into the 60s, but I didn't think he'd make it out of the first round either.
Right.
So, what do we know?
And I do like the local kids, maybe later, third and fourth round. The Tootin kid we talked about for Virginia Tech. Grant mentioned him. We've talked about him the last couple days. I think that would be awesome if they could find a way to. But what did he run at 40? Didn't he run?
I think he ran like a 4.32.
Sub 4.4.
He was
crazy.
Blazing.
Home run potential right there, buddy. Of course, Drabby points out the fumble issues. And then I like the Kai Felton kid, too, like as a third or fourth rounder, if they could potentially get him if they don't find a receiver.
Love that. Some local flavor to the roster.
Yep.
All right, 800-636-1067
is the number. What if Trevion Henderson slipped to 61?
Oh, I think Adam Peters would run as fast as he could to turn the card in.
I don't think he'll be there at 61.
I don't think so either.
I mean, life's not that predictable.
What if he's there at 50 and you're Adam Peters?
I know.
And you're like, you know what?
I'm not averse to trading
up. Really love this kid. Can move up 11 spots if the price isn't too high. Like, he's aggressive. We've seen that about him. He makes big, bold moves. So don't rule out a move up, even though I think that's much less likely than the move back.
All right. Let's go to Dwayne in Manassas. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Dwayne, what's going on, buddy? What do you think?
Hey, what's going on, boys? How you doing?
Thanks, Dwayne. Good morning.
I'm happy about the first round, getting solid on the offensive line. Second round, I think we should bolster up our offense, get a little bit more explosive at running back position. I don't think Trevion will still be there.
Probably not.
But if you can, I wouldn't advise moving up to get him. But Tootin, I think he could possibly still be there. He's a blazer. But third round, I like Carson Schweisinger from UCLA. I think he's a dog. He can get him in there.
Well, the problem is Washington doesn't have a third rounder. They've got a second and a fourth.
Correct.
So they would have to move.
He might be there in the fourth. He might not. Yeah. Get him in here, work with Bobby Wagner for a year, put him at that mic. So, I mean, that's just my opinion right now. But I'm happy so far with the way they're going. You got to start in the trenches like everybody always says. So
yeah. All right, cool. Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, bro.
All right. Let's go to AJ in Stafford, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What is your reaction so far? Have you got anybody that you're targeting or at least a position? One thing I definitely know is I cannot predict Adam Peters.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
I've zero idea what he's going to do.
He hasn't been here that long, but I know that I can't predict what his next move is going to be.
Nope. And I definitely know he's smarter than me.
But I think that's a positive. I like the fact that he's unpredictable. He doesn't tip his hand.
I don't like it. I wish I knew more.
Out to the media.
I want to be more locked in. Valdez knew they were going to pick Malachi Starks. He just knew it. Like, he just knew it.
Well, he's the ultimate Ravens insider.
I'm locked in.
I know, but I'm pretty locked in on this team.
I'm more locked in.
He's the Ravens insider.
I don't know.
Yeah, where's Glenn Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear his mock.
Yeah.
Let's go to
AJ. Just want to mock him. Yeah. What you want to
mock his mock.
AJ, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jones?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, AJ?
What's up? I think the writing kind of is already on the wall with what the Bengals did, taking Shamar Stewart. Mm-hmm. We passed up on two edge rushers, Green and Azaraku.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to trade for Hendrickson on the 61st pick. I think that's the only reason we took a tackle, my opinion. But I think there's still a few other good ones available.
That would be a big deal.
If that happened, EB would have 10 Ticonderogas in his pants.
Talk about lead in your pencil.
I haven't really pondered that.
Well, I mean, you would part with the 61st pick and other draft capital
right, to get 15
for a guy
sacks.
Who's going to give you mid 15, 17 sacks.
You think they got that up their sleeve? They're going to pull that off?
Again, no idea. Adam Peters could do anything.
Unpredictable.
Anything Adam Peters does, I wouldn't be surprised by. Nothing he does would surprise me at this point.
Yeah, Peter Schrager said on McAfee that if the Bengals go defensive end,
they're trading him.
Not that they're trading him, but the door's wide open for it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm calling them every 20 minutes to try to pry that guy
It's a
away.
Lock. He's called them. Adam Peters has called Cincinnati multiple times.
Oh yeah, since they made the
since
move.
They, you know what? Since
getting,
that draft,
they're getting a lot of 703 area codes. I know the draft gets so horny for area codes.
What's Cincinnati's area code?
518.
Or maybe Peters.
I actually think you're right.
Maybe
518
Peters,
or 516.
Is that right?
518 or 516, I think.
Potentially, Peter still has his San Francisco area code on his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because who's calling from a landline? Are you still doing that in a war room? Maybe you are.
No.
I don't know.
Let's go to Brian in Alexandria. Brian, what's up, buddy?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's up, Junks? First off, PG County for life. Thanks for always keeping the DMV
of
remembrance.
Of course, my friend.
You got it, buddy.
Absolutely.
But yeah, what I thought about last night, it wasn't a sexy name, but, you know, there have been times throughout watching football for the decades I've been watching where you have a team like, let's say, Detroit or Philly recently, and they have what most consider to be, this is the best offensive line in the league, or this is one of the best offensive lines in the league. And I always think, man, how the heck these teams always have these great offensive lines and we don't? Well, it's moves like that last night. The unsexy, the unpopular names. You do that two or three times and you look up and now your team, two or three years into a regime, has one of the best offensive lines in the league. So that's kind of how I'm approaching it, hoping that this is a move towards that. And then to top it off, if we're able to get the defensive end, Nick Scorton from Texas A&M, or just another edge and bolster up that side of the line.
Mm-hmm.
We're just building the trenches, and I think that's the best way to build a football team. So thanks for taking my calls, boys. I'll sit back and listen.
All right, thank you. One thing that did strike me is, and I don't know if you have this audio. I don't think you have it, but Peter said yesterday in his little quick presser, it was like 15 minutes, that Connerly was the best player available on his board,
mm-hmm.
and that they're not wedded to that, meaning now they have to pick defense in their second. Like they apologies to Joe Witt, essentially, but if it's an offensive guy who's next on our board, that's who we're going to take.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, I know that our heads explode because we keep thinking need, and they're truly thinking best player and guy that fits their culture and everything that they're trying to do way more than they are position. And I just, for some reason, I believe these people, and I don't believe anybody.
they clearly felt that Connolly's better than what they're getting. Maybe they just felt Brandon Coleman is not a future tackle.
Right. Yeah, guard. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so they probably felt like we need another tackle.
Yep.
I think that's right. But they also know they need an edge rusher. They know they need more production.
Well,
but
that's why you have the second round and the fourth round.
Yeah, but they're saying they may go offense again in the second round.
Who knows what to believe? Yeah. We have no idea what they're going to do.
I know. I'm just saying. I think offense is very much in play.
Do you think they need a receiver?
Yes.
I don't know that they need one.
I think they need a receiver.
I don't know that but they I need one.
Remember, you've, nice got, luxury remember you've got Debo to 1 year deal.
Yeah.
And you've got McLaurin, who he's not old.
They're going to re-up him.
But they're going to re-up him. But, you know, he's not a rookie.
I think they like McCaffrey. Not that he's a star, but I think they like him.
They bring
but
back Noah Brown. Like
maybe they don't. Maybe they feel like we don't need a receiver.
I always think they need another receiver. No. So the answer
is
yes.
I'll be butt-sized if they draft one.
But if they throw in another stud receiver, you would love that.
I'll be butt-sized if they draft a receiver.
I know you would be.
Of course I would
be. You'd
be
butt-sized for anything. That's what I've learned.
Because you trust Adam Peters, the one guy on the planet
if,
you trust.
If they I'll be flummoxed if they draft another O-lineman. I told you that. I would literally, or if they draft even a tight end. I won't understand.
All right, when we come back, We are going to eavesdrop on New York radio about the Jackson Dart trade back into the first round.
Ooh, how are they feeling?
Well, you're going to hear next here on The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.